Right now, we're getting ready to hear from a 10th grade student at Lincoln Park. Alexis was here with us a few years ago. We'll catch up with her about what's new in life. But first, we'll just have her open up with a song. Please join me in welcoming Alexis Batchelder.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away. I go out all night and sleep all day since you took your love away. Since you've been gone, dinner at a fancy restaurant, but nothing, I said nothing can take away these blues. Nothing compares, nothing compares to you. It's been so lonely without you. Like a bird without a song. And nothing can stop these lonely tears from falling. Tell me, baby, where did I go wrong? I could put my arms around any boy I want, but they'd only remind me. So I went to the doctor, and guess what he told me? He said, girl, you better try to have fun no matter what you do. But he's a fool, 'cause nothing compares, nothing compares to
Alexis Batchelder live on the Saturday Light Brigade. Tell me about the song you just played.
Okay, well, this is kind of an interesting story. So I gig around the town that I live in, which is Canonsburg. And this song I actually heard while I was living in North Dakota about a year and a half ago. And it was around the time that Chris Cornell had passed away. And my mom has always been a big fan of Chris Cornell, so she was listening to a lot of his music around that time. And this song was originally written by Prince, and then it was done by Sinead O'Connor, but there's actually a cover that he did on a radio show, And so I heard that cover and I instantly just knew that I had to learn it. And now it's one of my favorite ones that I do.
Yeah, I was wondering how it came to be in your repertoire. It's a great song. Now, careful listeners will note that indeed Alexis mentioned North Dakota. Since I've seen you last, your family had a temporary move to North Dakota, which had to be, I would imagine, culture shock. Nothing against North Dakota, but it's very different than Canonsburg,
yes.
Pennsylvania.
Yes, it is. North Dakota was an experience, and I think it definitely made me appreciate Pittsburgh a lot more than I did when I was younger. Fargo was a very interesting place, very cold.
I'll bet. You'll always know the movie now, right?
Right.
Better than
exactly.
ever. How long were you there?
I was there for 8 months, so not even a year.
So I guess a school year?
Yeah. So we moved in December, and then we came back in August. So I guess December of my eighth grade year we moved, and then August, right before my freshman year of high school, we moved back here.
Now, you're in 10th grade
yes.
now,
mm-hmm.
and you were at Lincoln Park before leaving, or?
Yes.
Okay,
so I've been there since 7th grade.
I thought so. Well, I want to catch up with you a little bit more, but let's have you do another song first. What would you like to do next?
The next one that I'm going to do is actually also a Chris Cornell song. It's Temple of the Dog, and it's Say Hello to Heaven.
If you're just joining us, how old are you, by the way?
I am 15 years old.
I should have asked that ahead of time, but 15 in 10th grade, living in Canonsburg at Lincoln Park, Performing Arts Charter School, which is in the Baden area. And here she is again, Alexis Batchelder.
Heaven, heaven, heaven.
Alexis Batchelder, you have an incredible voice. And the thing in particular I noticed right away is how well you control your voice. You're able to sing loudly and with a lot of volume and passion and just expansively, but still controlling all of that in a really nice way. Have you had to work at that, or is that something you learn?
Yes, that's something that I've been working on for the whole time that I've been singing, since I was 9 years old, you know, laying on floors learning how to breathe, which actually happens. It's an uphill battle. There's a lot that goes into it, breath control and you know, but it's so rewarding to be able to, you know, get to a place where you can, you know, sing songs like that and be able to control it, you know, and it makes you feel good.
Who has helped you learn how to do that?
Well, my longtime vocal coach, which was actually here with me, I believe, the first time, has been Heidi, and she's helped me tremendously. I owe everything that I have to her. Recently, now that I'm in high school, I have been working with a lot of my vocal coaches at school. My choir conductor, who I actually don't meet with frequently, has taught me a lot, you know, just being in her room for choir. And I believe that that has helped me quite a bit. But also, my private vocal instructor, his name is Mr. Jones. He and I have grown pretty close, and I definitely have learned quite a few things from him in the short time that we've been together.
Yeah, it's interesting because you absolutely seem like a natural as you're singing. And I think a lot of people probably, she was born with this talent. And of course you were born with a lot of talent and have a lot of innate talent. But working at it takes a lot of patience,
I'm sure. It's like I said, it's an uphill battle, but it's definitely rewarding.
Now, we're going to have time for one more song, but I just wanted to catch up with you about some other things, too. You did have an entry. Was it The Voice?
Yes.
And tell me how that went.
Yeah. So the way that we did it was we went to the audition city in Chicago. Well, I guess Chicago is a city, but so we went up to Navy Pier. And
even Fargo is a city.
you're correct. You're absolutely correct. So we went up to Navy Pier, and it was just these big halls, and there were lines and lines and lines of people. I mean, I can't even count how many were there. And they, once you got all checked in and through all of those lines, which actually moved pretty efficiently, I was kind of surprised, you were sat in chairs and there were just waves of people everywhere. I mean, it was just everybody, you know, it was crazy. And they would bring you in groups of 10, and you would sit down, and there would be like a producer, not an executive, but just kind of like a producer that's, you know, grading you on whatever they grade you on. And you go up and you sing 30 seconds of a song or a verse, and then you go and sit back down, and then the next person comes up. And once all 10 people are done, they either say, you know, thanks all for coming, but we're not going to pick anyone today, or they say blank, 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 and blank, stay. And I actually, funny story, I messed up at the end of my initial audition. My breath caught in my throat, and I was like, oh, well, it's over. But it wasn't. And I got a red card, which is good. And I had to come back the next day and go to Chicago Recording Company, which was so cool. It was so cool. And we got to go into this little, like, back room with, like, these producers, and you got to, like, play for them. And it was so funny because they were like, we like your vibe. And I was like, okay, cool. So then they sent me down for an interview, and you basically just sit in front of a camera, and then they send that footage of you interviewing to the executives. And that's as far as I made it, but it was such a cool experience to be able to do that.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you know, you're a pretty confident person. I mean, when you consider how many people, not just from Chicago, but from all over to sort of make that cut. I mean, there's only so many people they can pick. So
yeah, it was a super exciting experience.
I'll bet.
I'm glad that I did it.
Is there anybody else you want to acknowledge or anything else? This has just breezed by. We'll need to have you back soon. But before the next song, this is really the last chance we'll have the talk. Is there anybody else you wanted to mention or anything else you'd like to say at all?
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
And is there a sibling out there somewhere?
Oh, yeah. Hi, Lily. Hi, Grandma and Grandpa. That's all I have to say.
Great. Well, what do you want to finish up with, Alexis?
I'm going to finish off with a song called Zombie by the Cranberries.
Excellent. Again, from Canonsburg and Lincoln Park Performing Arts Charter School. Such a pleasure to welcome back, for one, last song for today, Alexis Batchelder. Alexis Batchelder, thank you for being with us. I hope we'll see you again.